the National Broadcasters Association responding to what is now being called the Arnab Gate. It starts by saying NBA is shocked to see hundreds of WhatsApp messages that have been exchanged between the Bark India former CEO Parthadas Gupta and Arnab Goswami. It's a strong worded long letter that has been sent out, but at the end of it there are six demands that the National Broadcasters Association is making of the Bark. It says make a clear statement about the veracity of the ratings in the period during the audit and also conduct an audit of the Hindi news genre. Also goes on to say expunge the data of the erring broadcasters and reinstate the real position of the rankings of all news channels from the very beginning. Point number three, it says explain the concrete steps that have been taken by Bark in the last 3 months to secure the ratings. Point number four that NBA is making, that bring transparency to the process and create a system whereby any changes to the ratings that impact the news ecosystem is done only after due consultation with the subcommittee of the NBA nominees. Number five, explain what penal actions are provided for in the Bark constitution against broadcasters who have indulged in manipulation of ratings of this magnitude and what action will be taken in the current case. And point number six says ratings of news channels remain suspended till such time all details of such action taken by Bark are shared with the stakeholders. It's a very strongly worded letter that has come out by the National Broadcasters Association, not taking kindly to the explosive WhatsApp chats that have now emerged in course of the interrogation in the TRP scam, something that was exchanged between the former CEO of Bark and Arnab Goswami.
Over 17,000 people were vaccinated across 553 sites in six states. On day two of India's coronavirus vaccination drive, at least 447 persons have reported adverse effects after COVID-19 vaccination on day two of the drive, with the majority complaining of a fever, headache and nausea. This according to the provisional data of ongoing vaccination that has been made available. In all, over 2.2 lakh people have been vaccinated so far. The government is releasing vaccination schedules for states, has in fact already released these schedules for states, and all major states will vaccinate on any 4 days of every week. The Sushant Singh Rajput case, well, as far as the media trial case is concerned, the Bombay High Court today has made some interesting observations. The Bombay High Court has said that the reporting by certain TV channels was not right. For now, there is no action that the court is taking against these channels, but the Bombay High Court has said that it's going to be issuing guidelines for reporting. Meanwhile, there was courtroom drama that took place at the Delhi High Court today as well. There was some confusion among lawyers. Mukul Rohatgi said, I'm appearing for WhatsApp, to which Kapil Sibal responded saying, I'm appearing for WhatsApp, you're appearing for Facebook, to which Mukul Rohatgi then responded to say, really, I thought it was the other way around, to which Justice Sachdeva turned around and told both the lawyers that both of you need to share some data on who is appearing for whom. There's been a row over the series Tanda. Madhya Pradesh minister has now written to the centre. The MP minister has written to Prakash Javadekar to appeal for a ban on Amazon. The Madhya Pradesh minister has said that if Amazon doesn't rectify, then Amazon will be boycotted. He's also said to boycott the Amazon series and said that he will in fact go ahead and start an awareness campaign. Well, moving on to the other big political development we're tracking, in a show of strength, the West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee addressed a rally in Nandigram in East Midnapore district today. Nandigram, remember, is a key battle in the upcoming state elections, with the TMC seething after the defection of Mamata Banerjee's man in the area, Suvendu Adhikari, a few days ago in the BJP held area. Well, what we do know at the moment is that in big developments that have taken place, Mamata Banerjee today at this rally made a grand announcement that she will in fact be contesting the election from Nandigram as well as Bhavanipur. Suvendu Adhikari, remember, was the TMC MLA from Nandigram.